Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
Oh,
Amen. That was Elder Derek McDuffie, Portland's own, with Heaven. Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the City of Roses. It is an honor, a privilege, and my pleasure to serve and worship with you tonight at the Light of Portland. What a joy it is to be able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. As we celebrate Independence Day, we should be honoring God because we can praise and worship the Lord in the park, at the bus stop, on the bus, on our job. We can carry our Bibles. We have that freedom. We have that liberty. Not that we're taking it for granted, because we know that in some countries, people aren't able to do that. But we have that freedom, and we have that ability to be the witnesses that God is calling us to be in these last and evil days. Remember, we are salt and light on the earth. And so as we celebrate Independence Day this year, let us remember to give God thanks and give him praise, to give him glory and honor for all the things that he has done. He's been our keeper. In spite of the mess that man has made of America, God has still proven himself over and over again that he is our healer. He is our protector, our provider, our sustainer. He is the creator of the universe, and he loves us all. And he wants those who are not his to accept him and to believe on him and to be baptized and confess with their mouths and believe in their heart that God gave his son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. We want to welcome you tonight to the Light of Portland. I'm so happy you chose to spend this first Sunday with us tonight. We have a treat in store for you. We give glory and honor to God tonight because the song says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." I am rejoicing. I am rejoicing in the Lord for all that he has done, all that he's doing, and for all that he did not do. Amen. We want to honor the men and women that make this platform possible for us. We thank God for the Butterfields, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather. We thank God for Archbishop Ruth Smith, who prays for us, who oversees the Light of the World ministries and all of the different ministries that come up underneath what the woman of God is laboring to share in the advancement of the kingdom of God. I also want to thank God for all of the men and women that week after week preach and share the gospel with us. I don't know about you, but preaching and teaching the word of God, it ain't easy. Amen. And people have to study the word so that they can rightly divide the word of truth. And then they have to make sure that they can speak eloquently so that people don't mind listening to them. Yeah, it's not easy. But can I tell you this? It is a joy. And so I thank God for all of those, Pastor Pamela Laws, Elder Kenny Copeland, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, for Elder Bruce Mitchell, Elder Demetrius Devers, all of those are our out-of-state people that preach and teach for us. And then those that are here in the city of Portland, we have Elder Kathy Miniweather, we have Lady Beth Schreiber, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder James Wooten, who's our preacher for tonight, our proclaimer for tonight, Elder Catherine Brown, Minister Keith Jordan. We are just so excited. And Pastor J.W. Friday, we're just so excited for all the men and women that share week after week with us. It is an honor, it's a privilege, and it is a pleasure. Tonight, I do have a few announcements, and then we're going to do our announcements. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we will hear a song of preparation, and we will be ready to hear our proclaimer for tonight, Elder James Wooten. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God has given the man of God to say to us tonight. Announcements. Faith Bridge Healing Center, which is located at 18 Northeast Killingsworth Street, will be sponsoring a summer faith healing series for BIPOC women. This is a healing session, a healing conversations every Friday, teen Northeast Killingsworth, and they are at 6 o'clock p.m. every Friday. The first one comes up this Friday. Elder Valerie Pierce, she will be talking about centering joy in your faith practice. Then there's Psalmist Mary Martin. She is an executive life coach, and she will be speaking about expecting abundance, and that's July 16th. July 23rd, Jonisha Shelton will be talking about riding the wave of grief and loss. And then on July 30th, Friday at 6 p.m., Sister Paula DePass Dennis will be talking about surviving racism and microaggression. I want to tell you, these are workshops, my sisters, you don't want to miss. If you want to register for these workshops, please go to www.faithbridgellc.com and go to the link upcoming events. That's faithbridgellc.com. Go to their tab upcoming events so that you can register for these sessions of healing conversations, which is hosted by the Faith Bridge Healing Center. Again, that's located at 18 Northeast Killingsworth Street, Portland, Oregon. I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to let's not let this time of healing get away from us, because we all need healing for one thing or another. The next announcement is Thrifting with Friends. Thrifting with Friends. This is Shop Pre-Loved, 25 and under. All are welcome. This is going to be on Sunday, July 17th from noon to 5 at 3113 North Lombard Street. This is Thrifting with Friends. I don't know about you, but I'm a thrifty shopper. I love thrifty shopping. Amen. And so this is a time that you can come together and purchase pre-owned items for under $25. That is on Sunday, July 17th from noon to 5 at 3113 North Lombard Street. That's right here in Portland, Oregon. Our next announcement is taking us to Seattle, Washington for an Impact Conference 2020. Special guest will be Psalmist Jackie Hardy. Oh my goodness, I can't read all these names. I know that Derek McDuffie will be present, and the pastor and First Lady Porter will be there. This is hosted by our very own Elder Demetrius Devers. This will be July 15th, 16th, and 17th at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Seattle, Washington, 124 21st Avenue. On Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., there will be a night of worship and word. On Saturday, there will be a workshop that begins at 9 a.m. and it goes to 1. And at 6 o'clock p.m., there will be an impact night of worship and praise. And then Sunday morning, the 17th at 10:45 will be the closeout for the Impact Conference. This year, Elder Devers is focusing on the ministry of music. So if you are a minister of music at your local church, you are a psalmist, you are a praise and worship leader, you need to try to make it to the Impact Conference. That is going to be in Seattle, Washington. All services will be held in person at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 124 21st Avenue, Seattle, Washington. And that begins on Friday, July 15th, Saturday the 16th, and Sunday the 17th. Those are our announcements. I hope and pray that you govern yourself accordingly. I will make sure to post these on Facebook. So those of you that have Facebook, you can see them on my Facebook. Our Facebook is the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. You can go to Facebook, go to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, and you can get this information so that you can be out and about in the community and enjoying this beautiful summer that we are getting ready to experience. Amen. Well, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. And I just want you to know that we have so much to be praying for, so much to be thanking God for, so much to be talking to the Lord about. And I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to remember that God has everything we need in the palm of his hand. And his word gives us clear instruction that we ought to always pray. If you need direction, pray. If you need answers, pray. If you need help, pray. If you need peace, pray. If you're trying to find a way of escape, pray. Prayer is common. Prayer is what the saints do, because that's our way of communicating with the Lord. And so we are just so grateful that we have this privilege and this opportunity to go to God in prayer. Pastor Sherelle, if you are on the line this evening, I'm going to ask if you would take us to the throne of grace. Amen. I'm going to ask that you would take us to the throne of grace this evening. Amen. 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 I yield this call to Pastor Sherelle Pennington.
Good evening. Saints of God, let us bow before the Lord and go to God in prayer, knowing that he is truly worthy of all things and he is the answer to all things. Gracious Father, we come before you tonight, exalting you and magnifying you, lifting you up and giving you all praise and glory, acknowledging you, Lord God, for who you are, not just to us, Lord God, but who you are, the creator of all things, the maker of heaven and earth. Father, the one that has given us life and breath and strength. And we just pray to you right now, Lord God, and humble ourselves before you, Father, asking that you would touch our hearts and our minds. Clean us up, oh God. Cleanse us, Father, that we might be receivers of your word and workers in your field, laborers that you said are few, Lord God. We ask that you would equip us, oh God, to be that for you, Father. Now, Father, we pray right now in the name of Christ Jesus over the young man in Ohio that has just lost his life,
yes.
Oh God.
My God.
By police officers, oh God, that has shot him 60 times, oh God. We pray for him, his family, Lord God, and we pray, oh God, that you would allow justice, oh God, to be served, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for those, Lord God, that have lost their lives in shopping centers, oh God. And Lord God, there is shootings and wars and rumors of wars. And there are just hatred, Lord God, to the left and to the right, oh God. And I ask that you would just touch the heart of the men and women, Lord God, that we would begin to love one another as your word says that we are to do, to love one another, Lord God. And I know that your word, Father, says that there will be wars and rumors of wars, oh God. But I pray, Lord God, over Ukraine and even over Russia, Lord God. And I pray for Putin, oh God, and even in his failing health, oh God, and I ask, oh God, that you would save them, oh God, that you would bring about an end to the war, Lord God, that you would show us, oh God, what you have designed for us to be and do, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, over the governmental entities that are over us, oh God. They have overturned, Lord God, Roe versus Wade. And for those of us that believe that you give life, oh God, we pray, Lord God, that you would give every woman an opportunity to see that you are the giver of life. We pray, Lord God, that you would help us, oh God, to make the right choices and decisions, Father, because only you, Lord God, can lead us and guide us into the way of truth and righteousness, Father. So, Lord, we pray, Lord God, right now over the sick and shut in, Lord God, that this may be the only worship service that they are able to receive. Bless them right now, Father. We pray, oh God, over those in the hospitals, oh God, that are sick and shut in, Lord God. Touch and heal the body, Lord God, because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer, Lord Father. We pray, Lord God, over those in the prisons, oh God, and we pray that you would somehow make this broadcast available to those even in prisons, oh God, that need to hear a word from you, Lord God. Expand, enlarge the territory of Light of Portland broadcast that we might be able to impact, oh God, those, oh God, that are in and a word from you, Father. We pray, Lord God, over the homeless, oh God, right now in the name of Christ Jesus. Father, you said that we need to make sure that we provide them with food, Lord God, and with a word, Lord God. So I pray that you would give it to us, oh God, provide it to us that we might be able to bless them. Lord God, I pray right now over Pastor Black, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her and Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. Oh God, I pray over Holy Convocation that will begin on Sunday, July the 10th here in Atlanta, Lord God. I pray over the conferences that are going to take place that was just announced. Oh God, I pray over every church, oh God, that is represented here on the line, Lord God, and those that are on their way, Lord Father. We pray, Lord God, Father, that you would continue, Lord God, to speak to us, oh God. Don't turn away from us, oh Lord. Don't leave us, oh God. As your word says that you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. I ask that you would continue to speak to us, oh God. And so I pray over Minister Wooten right now in the name of Christ Jesus that you would use him mightily, oh God, in the name of Christ Jesus. Let him be able to declare the word of God that you put in his bosom, Lord God, that he would speak, oh God, and stir up, Lord God, the gift that is within each and every one of us, oh God, that you would use him mightily, Lord Father. Now I pray, oh God, give us ears to hear, Lord God, eyes to see, oh God, a mouth, oh God, to declare your word, a spirit willing, oh God, to humble itself before you, Lord God, knees, oh God, to bow at your feet, Lord God, a heart, oh God, to love, oh God, like you love, oh God, hands to wave unto you and give your praise, oh God, a mind, O God, to search after you, Lord Father. Feet to praise you, O God, and run, walk in high places, O God. I declare, O God, and decree that we are the vessels of the living God. And we will do, Lord God, your will and your will alone. In the name of Christ Jesus, I give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Me see a beauty that made this heart adore. Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, saints, in the mighty name of Jesus. God is truly good all the time. I was just sitting here just getting blessed by that wonderful worship experience. I pray that it had uplifted somebody, encouraged somebody. I pray that you would just find yourself in the spirit, just in the midst of everything that's just going on all around this world, from wars, rumors of wars, to issues here in our own country, from the Supreme Court issues to our politicians, and just everything just going on. It just seems like there's always something going on. People struggling every single day. Homelessness is out of control. Everywhere you look, all I see is a sign that he is coming again and that God is greatly needed. But I'm reminded in the words of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, 21st verse, he says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and his people are like grasshoppers, and he stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spread them out like a tent in tent to live in." And, you know, the promises and the word of God just reminds us to let us know that no matter what it is that we're going through, no matter where we are on this journey of our life, that God still sits high and still looks low, that he hath not left our side, not even for a single moment, not for a single second. Regardless of what we may be encountering right now, regardless of what we may be going through, I need you to know this evening, before we get in the word, that God sees you where you are. He understands where you are, and he wants to meet you right in the midst of that precipice of where you are and bring you out from where you are, because you were not designed to run and crawl on the ground, but you were designed to soar above the clouds. And you know, you need to understand that God has given you a special ability, because you are his children. And when you're his children, he calls us peculiar. And so today I got a question for you, beloved. I want to know if you are indeed soaring, or are you finger licking good? Let me clarify that for a minute. I want to know if you are soaring or if you are finger licking good, because when we look at everything that's going on in the world today, everybody wants to take a side and pick a side, this way or that way, whether it's politics or whether it's for the war or against the war, for Roe v. Wade, against Roe v. Wade, for high gas prices, against gas prices, or what have you. Some say it's capitalism, you know. Others, you know, say that they're taking advantage and reaming people. Whatever your side may be, wherever you may find yourself in life, it will always present you with a decision. But what you need to understand is that God has created his children and given them a special ability to stand out from everyone else, to be different than everyone else. And so today we are reminded of just how good God is. And I look at Isaiah, the same chapter, chapter 40, verses 28 through 31, and it reads this way. It says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard?" And he says that again. He says, "The Lord is everlasting, is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary. He will not grow tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grows weary and tired, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Beloved, are you soaring or are you finger licking good? I ask you that because I need to know so that you can, and I'll clarify this so that you can know, are you soaring like eagles? Because it says we are to mount up on wings like eagles. Or are you running with the chickens? Because those are everyday flocks, everyday birds, and I'll get into the distinguishing of the two in just a moment. But I need to know, are you soaring or are you finger-licking good? You see, everyone is born in original. Let me say that again. Everyone is born in original. God didn't make two of you. Even when you come in a set of pairs or triplets or quintuplets or whatever, every single one is different than the other. While they may look alike and have similar characteristics and features, they are indeed different. Their personality's different. Their walk's different. Their talk's different. Their thinking's different. Every single one of us is born in original, but die copies. Everyone is born in original, but many will die copies. See, never compromise your values or stray from the things that bring you joy. Never change your environment. It's okay if you don't fit in, as God has designed you to stand out. You're not supposed to fit in. He said in verse 28, do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Right then and there, you cannot understand everything there is about God. You just cannot understand it in this body, in this lifetime down here. You cannot comprehend it. So how do you know what God knows? How do you know when you're going through it, when you're going through trials, when you're going through the tribulations, when you're going through circumstances, when you see things and you say that's messed up, when you incur events or you see other things happen, you say, why is God allowing that to happen? You know, when you see those things, before you reach that conclusion, before you reach that decision in your mind, understand this. The word tells us in his word that we cannot fathom his understanding. First off, you need to understand that God doesn't do anything negative, anything evil, anything bad. So when you see things going on, you say, well, God's so loving. Why is that happening? Because guess what? It's just like the same as choice. If you turn around and you do something that is against his provincial will, God is not going to stop you from doing it. Now, he will turn around and nudge you through his Holy Spirit, and he will send you warnings and may send it through people or through stuff not working the way that you thought it would work to give you signs so that you have time to change your mind. But your choice is your choice. And if you make that choice, then you're going to have to suffer the repercussions of the choice that you made. When the choice is in your benefit, we call them rewards. When the choice is not in your benefit, we call them consequences. But you got to understand that God will never leave or forsake you in the midst of whether it's a reward or a consequence. God is still there with you. He will not alter your choice, but he will still be there to love you because that is God. That's his understanding. You may not understand what other people might leave. God will not. And so I say to you, are you soaring or are you simply just being finger licking good? And with that, I want to just point out a couple things. Are you soaring with the eagles or are you running with the chickens? So let's take the chickens for a second and point out a few things about chickens so that you can understand where we are going here. So first off, with chickens, you got to understand the chickens are very smart. They can recall the trajectory of a hidden object or anticipate future events. Chickens can get up to 9 miles an hour for a short burst. But their real advantage of chickens come in their agility. You see, they can turn on a dime. They can turn around and hit brakes in full speed, full stride, and go the other way. This is one of their defense mechanisms that help them to avoid prey. You see, but chickens also they have great memories for faces. And they have strong color vision. Chickens dream. Did you know that? Chickens dream when they sleep. And they like to run in a crowd. Make note of that last one there. They like to run in a crowd. But chickens also provide us with eggs, meat, and feathers as well as human companionship. Are you soaring or are you finger licking good? Well, how does that equate to us being with chickens? Well, I'm glad you asked because sometimes we find ourselves being able to recall things that happen to us just like chickens. They can remember hidden objects and anticipate future events. And sometimes you've probably met that person that walk around that think they know everything about what's about to happen, what's about to go on. They got an opinion on everything that's going on, but yet they state their opinion in a way where their opinion sounds like it's fact. And it's got to happen their way and not anybody else's way. Or even you've saw people, you know, come in and when the going's good and you got something that interests them, they're around you, and then all of a sudden before you can look up and it runs out, before whatever that you got that drew them, you look around, they're gone just as quick as they appeared or what have you. Remind you of that chicken and the speed that he can get up to in short bursts where it doesn't last, it doesn't sustain. It just it comes and it goes when it's necessary for him. See, that's how some people are, is that burst of speed comes and goes when it's necessary for them. Your time it comes and goes when it's necessary for them. Your energy, your resources come and go when it's necessary for them. See, these same kinds of people got great memories for faces, so they can always remember when you don't agree with them, or when they can't get whatever it is that they want to get from you. They can always remember something that they did for you, or something that they gave to you, or what they did in the past. They always have great memory for you know, well, you remember that time when this happened. Well, you remember when I did this. Well, you remember when we went here and this happened, or what have you. You see, they have that memory for things that seems to work in their favor and seems to be what they remember, and they seem to be ones where they give you this false impression that they're always at their strongest and their best. But even in Isaiah, it tells us in verse 29, he gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. So right when your enemy comes to you and your enemy wants to turn around and tear you down because you are different than them, because you might look different than them, because you might talk different than them, because you might walk different than them, because you walk with the Lord, because you walk in the Spirit, because you do not engage in the party scene, or you do not go out and engage in the revelry that's going out in the streets, or you don't really want to express your opinion about what's going on international events or social events. So therefore, they try to make you feel like you are less than them. You are littler than them. And so you need to understand that God says in his word, he gives strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. See, where you are at your most vulnerable, that's when God is at his best. Because God comes and steps in right when you need him. You understand? What did I say before is that even when you're going through, whether it's a consequence or a reward from a decision that you've made, God has never left your side, and that he's always there walking with you, beloved. And so therefore, when you are even in the midst of devils and they're surrounding you, and they look like friends that's supposed to be friends or acquaintances, but they seem to be more like leeches, or whatever, they latching on when it's to their benefit. See, God already can see through what you're about to go through. God already has been there. He's already set a plan in motion on your behalf so that you can be able to walk out and stand up under it. But when you're running with the chickens, like I said, they like to run in crowds. When you are running with the chickens, then you spend a lot of your time, instead of being with God and in fellowship with him, you spend a lot of your time running with those associates and conforming to their ways, doing the things that they like, because it seems to play to your desires, or seems to play into the hands of for them to like you, or for you to have a friendship or companionship. You know, they got to hear from you. They require something of you. They need you to always be there at their beck and call when they need you. But you seem to be the one that's always giving and giving and giving and giving. But yet, the receiving is minimal. You see, when they want to run in the crowds, it's hard to stand out when you're blending in with the crowd. He said, do you not know? Have you not heard? Your God is an everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. So what he told you is that he can never run out of energy and never get tired, never get weary, even in the midst of your struggle. So understand this, beloved, that he designed you. He designed you to be more than an overcomer in the name of Jesus, so that you can rise above anything that you would face. See, unlike chickens, chickens can't fly. See, they may be able to jump a certain distance and flap their wings or whatever, but what goes up must come down when they can't really truly fly. But they taste good. They can give you breakfast in the morning. They could turn around and make your pillow soft. So they can contribute. You see, we have to make sure that we don't confuse people and categories. Eagles, when all along they're just chickens, because of things that they want to bring to the table and things that they give to us. And so therefore we think that we're soaring with the eagles, when all along you running with the chickens. You wondering why you can't get that promotion, because you busy running in the crowd. You wondering why you can't get to the next level, because you are running in a crowd. And so you need to know that God has not left you nor forsaken you, but that he is right there with you. But when he turned around and he said that you are different and he set you apart, he did that for a reason. Let's take a look at the eagles. You see, the thing about an eagle is a fearless hunter. And they're tenacious defenders. They're one of the biggest birds on the planet. Eagles nurture their young. They're at the top of the food chain. Just like the lion is at the top of the food chain that runs the ground, eagles are the top of the food chain that rules the air. Eagles test before it trusts. Let me say that again. An eagle will test before it trusts. They have 5 times better vision than we do. They can see up to 3 kilometers away. There's more than 60 of their species. Eagles are also a protected species. Did you hear that? A protected species. They're not your eggs. They're not your chicken. They're not your pillows. They are protected. They're also a symbol of pride for this country. Their grip is 10 times stronger than a human's. Eagles like to hunt alone. Chickens like to run in a crowd. But eagles like to hunt alone. Eagles only eat or feed. Now watch this. They only eat or feed on live food or meat, no dead things. So if it's dead, they're not interested. If it's dead, they're not interested. Let me say that again. If it's dead, they're not interested. Why am I saying that? Because some of you are stuck where you are because you still holding on to dead. You're still holding on to dead weight. You're still holding on and carrying that dead baggage and wondering why you can't get to the next level, wondering why you can't be exalted because you're still busy looking behind you. Therefore, you're blinded to what's in front of you, and you cannot see where God is taking you because you're busy looking where you came from. And you're being reminded by that crowd you're running with, that you're hanging with, because they want to be just like you. They don't want you to stand out. They want you to clock just like them. They want the farmer to come in and be able to grab you instead of them. So they want company. Misery loves company. But see, when he told you to mount up with wings like an eagle so that you can run and not grow weary, you can walk and not faint, he said that so that you will understand that you are peculiar, you are set apart, you are different than everything else. God put you at the top of the food chain. God turned around and he gave you something special that nobody had. He didn't give you the second best. He gave you the best that there was. When he spoke stuff into existence, he yet formed you from the dust of the ground. When he turned around and life began to move from him speaking, he turned around and breathed into you a breath of life. So he made you peculiar from the very beginning and set you apart so that you can be different. But yet we find ourselves trying to fit in when we're meant to stand out, and we're not to fit in. God dresses the eagle with large wings to soar and talons to grip his prey. In the same way, God dresses us to soar and you have haters because you are dressed for what hasn't happened yet. You have haters that want to hate on you because they're looking at you as like, why you dressed like that? Why you looking like that? Why you going over there? Why you doing that? They may not understand what God has already blessed you with. You see a vision of where God is about to take you, so you already pre-dressed for it because you know that it's about to happen and what's about to come. They don't see it yet, but all they can do is criticize, laugh, and joke, but they don't see what's going on. But I give you this, beloved, that when Christ was on the cross, people laughed and they thought that they had beat him. They thought that they had defeated this man who said he was the Son of God. Even the demons was turning around and celebrating, and the devil was shouting, and they were having a party all day, all night on Friday night, and all day long on Saturday, and all night long on Saturday. But I heard them say early Sunday morning, he began to get up with all power in his hands. And when he got up with all the power in his hands, there was nothing that the enemy could do. They couldn't stop him. They couldn't hold him back. They couldn't do anything. All they could do was shrivel up and shriek and run away in fear because they knew what was about to happen and what was coming. See, that's how your haters is when you are already dressed for what hasn't happened yet, because God is created you to stand out and not fit in. See, so stop trying to fit in where you are leaving. You can't go backwards to where you used to be, but you have to move forward to where God called you to be. You see, as I said before, everyone is born in original, but they die copies. Operate in the Lord. When you do, you will be in tune with the Holy Spirit of the Lord. When you operate in the Lord, you will be in alignment. There is an alignment of head, heart, and hands, and the feet will follow. See, when your head, your heart, and your hands is in tune with God, when you think like God, when your heart, through the blood of Christ, understanding God, when your hands is doing the work that he told us to do when he said, go ye into all the world, preaching the good news of the gospel, feeding the homeless, going to the prisons, the sick and shut-ins. When we're doing what God wants us to do, then guess what? Your feet will follow. Your feet will follow and lead you to greener pastures. Your feet will follow and lead you to places that God has already ordained for you to be and bless you and bring you out. And like the eagle, God has designed you to soar higher than any other bird. He has designed you to even love when storms come. See, when you have God and God is for you, who can be against you? When God is for you, you can even look at a storm, and a storm is nothing, because you know that you are already more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. Eagles are not only very intelligent, but they use the sun to blind their prey when their prey comes. See, you need to learn to use the sun. When your prey is coming to you, you need to be able to invoke the name of Jesus. You need to be able to call out to God. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When somebody wants to bring some negativity to you, just turn around and miss the conversation. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Watch what your enemy do. When they turn around and they tell you what you can't do, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Watch what you're able to do. You are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. Are you soaring, or are you finger licking good? God bless you. I pray that this word has inspired or encouraged somebody to look within themselves to decide if you are walking with God or you are walking with man. Are you soaring, or are you finger licking good?
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome word to encourage us and to inspire us to do a deep look into our hearts and our minds, to make the choice to soar or to be finger looking good. I don't know about you, but I want to be that. I want to be that one that flies over the storm, the one that can spot what I need to spot from miles and miles away and get to that place. Amen. Thank you, Elder Wooten, for that word on tonight. We praise God for you. We ask that the Lord would bless you and to keep you and to continue to allow you to study his word and to be able to encourage the men and women of God as we continue to press and persevere in this walk and this race and the life that God has called us to out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is that time that we say goodnight and that we prepare our hearts and minds to feast off of this word all week long. So I'm like Elder Wooten, it is my prayer that you've been blessed by what you have heard today, blessed by the word, blessed by the prayer, blessed by the time of worship. And until next Sunday, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you now and forevermore. Until we meet again next Sunday at 8 o'clock, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. In Jesus' name, be blessed.